Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
You're listening to episode 91, brought to you by Canvas People, Lola, and HelloFresh. To get your free 11x14 canvas from Canvas People, just text LOVELY to 797979. For 40% off your subscription to Lola, visit mylola.com and enter the code LOVELY. And for a total of $60 off your first three boxes from HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/CTL60 and enter code CTL60. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. You can find out more about the podcast at cultivatingthelovely.com, in our Yellow Brick Road membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, and in our Facebook group. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram, where you can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. That's MackenzieKoppa. All right, ladies, it is the week of Thanksgiving. It's actually the day before Thanksgiving when this episode is coming out. And we know that a lot of you are, you know, cooking or cleaning or getting ready for family, all that kind of thing. So we thought it might be fun for you to have an episode that you can listen to while you're doing all of that. Or maybe the family's already around and you want to check out from them for a little while. So this is the episode to allow you to do that for this Thanksgiving. And to have this episode, I actually have my very best friend, Rebecca Sacron, on with me.
Hello.
So she's doing a big, like, Thanksgiving to do, or she's involved with one this year. Mine, not so much. I'm sure that will come up through this episode. But I wanted to get her perspective on having a big family, and she's got, you know, people coming to stay and all that stuff. So we're going to do that for the first half of this episode. But then at the end, we thought it would be fun to include one of our episodes of What Ingrid and Fiona Like. So if you guys don't know what Ingrid and Fiona Like is, it's our exclusive podcast that is for Patreon members, where each week we talk about whatever. So we talk sometimes about, like, our favorite fall meals or our bucket list travel ideas, which is what the episode is that we're going to be including on the end of this episode. Sometimes they're more harder hitting heartfelt topics, and sometimes they're just fun things. So that is what you're going to get to hear, get a little preview of what is going on in the Patreon community. And if you really like it, then you can come over and join us at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. All right. But Rebecca, here, I feel like we're sitting down in the therapist chair. Only I'm the one who's getting the therapy. So tell me all about your Thanksgiving plans.
Well, we pretty much do the same thing every year. We have a really big family. My grandparents on my dad's side had 4 children, but then they each, 2 of them had 5 children, 2 of them had 6 children. So there's 22 kids, and then we are almost all married and all have kids pretty much. So
it's insane.
We've almost hit 100.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I know. So this will be our first Thanksgiving without Grandpa. He passed away, yeah, you know, July. I believe it was July.
Yeah, it was right after I left.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it was hot. Yeah. Or August. And so we still do it at Grandma and Grandpa's house. We've always done that. We have another get together in March called Family Day. It's really just at this point a reunion because we're so big. It's not really like a family gathering. I mean, it is a family gathering, but it has a different feel kind of now. And that currently we don't do at their house. But for some reason, Thanksgiving, we've just left there, even though it's still a ton of people and it's actually a longer weekend. You know, Family Day is really one day. Thanksgiving is like Wednesday night to Sunday. But we just would rather all squeeze in over there at their house.
So is it all 100 people there?
No, because it's kind of changed on and off through the years. So I have one uncle, his family would always do Thanksgiving with his wife's side of the family. But both of her parents have passed away, so some of them now come sometimes
Okay.
because they don't do that anymore. But some of the ones who used to come every year when they were kids, they're now married, so they have to do the trade-off thing.
Oh,
So
yeah.
that's every other year, and it's sort of a different combination each time. Or some of them come 2 years here and then 1 year somewhere. You know, it just kind of. But then there's a whole pack of us that are just there every year.
So how many
So
people would you say that it is? This whole thing just boggles my mind.
probably. Well, I actually was, or I'm the official organizer of where everyone sleeps and what they bring for food and make sure everybody knows and all that. And I sat down to organize where everyone was going to sleep, all the people coming in, you know, from out of town where everybody
Sure.
was going to. And I was about to start counting it and I got distracted and I never finished. I'm going to guess this year is probably in the 60 to 70 range,
Wow.
probably.
And I've seen your grandparents' house. It's not
I know.
that big.
It's built on that one big sitting room area, but I mean, it's still a ton of people and half of under the age of, I don't know, 13 or so. It can get kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, if you need some space, you go back in a bedroom and shut the door, get some space. Or even usually it's pretty nice weather. Or you know, you can put a jacket on and go outside. And they have a lot of pasture land and you can take a walk or something or go down the driveway. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just find yourself a quiet spot somewhere. A lot of us come just end up back at grandma's every day, you know,
Okay.
Friday and Saturday, but not everyone will, or they'll kind of come and go. Some
Okay.
people may show up a couple of hours and then leave and go do something else on Friday. Some of us may be there all day. It just kind of, we kind of trickle back and forth after that. And then a lot of my family, my parents live next door, so a lot of we'll be over there sometimes, and then we'll come over to grandma's, and we just kind of, it's just kind of busy and fluid the whole weekend.
Yeah.
There's just people everywhere all weekend. In my
I.
house, you know, it's tiny.
Yeah.
We always have a lot of company, and so it's just pure chaos, but I love it. I
Yeah.
absolutely love
Well, it's that's got to be pretty amazing to have a family that size. I mean, I literally can't wrap my brain around it. Let me tell you what my Thanksgiving looks like this year. Well, normally, okay, if we have Thanksgiving where my aunt and her family are with us, then we have my aunt and uncle and their son who's 17. We have my parents and my brother, so that's six people. My grandma, there's seven, and then me and my four kids, 11 people. And then this year, because this is my first Thanksgiving that my kids are not with me, and my aunt and uncle aren't with us, so it's me, my parents, my brother, and my grandma. So, what's
Wow.
that? Five?
Oh
Yep.
boy.
And I was pushing really hard for us to go out to dinner because I'm like, it's weird anyway because my kids aren't with me. And like, I don't feel the drive to like put into making anything. I was
Right.
vetoed on this decision. So we are making dinner, but for some reason when my kids aren't around, I just don't feel the need to cook or clean anything. But we are doing it, and then we're going out to a movie, and that will be that. So,
That's fun. You
yeah.
know, Jason's family, they've done different things through the years. We are never with them on Thanksgiving. We always spend Thanksgiving with my family and Christmas with his family.
Okay.
So, just through the years, that's my family. Thanksgiving was always a much bigger deal than Christmas, and Christmas was a bigger deal for his. So it was kind of an easy,
Yeah.
which said she did that intentionally. Most people's biggest holiday is Christmas, and so she had always thought if our big holiday is Thanksgiving, we probably won't ever have. It'd be easy for her kids to, and it has really that way. Pretty much all of us, we all spend Thanksgiving here, Christmas, you know, with our in-laws. So
Yeah.
it was pretty thinking ahead. That was a pretty good call on her part. But yeah, so Jason's family, they don't necessarily always do a big thing. Sometimes they'll go out to eat at Cracker Barrel. Sometimes I think the past couple of years, his mom has hosted a few people at her house, but we're always here. So it's
Yeah.
always a big production. And we have a lot of women in the family who very much enjoy pretty culinary things.
Ah.
So we usually have a really pretty looking spread, and it's very, very good. Just don't even think you're going to eat smartly. You're
yeah.
not.
Well, and I typically don't think of pretty culinary things with a bunch that size. Like when you're making that quantity of food, I wouldn't think that you could make it pretty. So the fact that they are, I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah, I've always been glad we've never resorted to, you know, instant mashed potatoes or what, because we got a crowd to feed. I mean, we do the whole rigmarole of, you know, peeling 10 pounds of potatoes or and mashing them up, you know.
Yeah.
Or there's people, you know, I have seen women, you know, Brussels sprouts coming in and out, and turnip au gratin comes in and out of the oven while somebody's sitting in a high chair with a mixer fluffing, you know, whipping cream, making it so you can put it on top of the pie, fluffing
it
up.
Wait, someone's sitting in a high chair?
Yeah, because there's not chairs everywhere. Like, the grandma's kitchen is really tiny, and so it all fit in there. So you tend to kind of be around the corner in the dining room. There's an old wooden high chair that's been there, oh my goodness, probably 60. And, you know, you just, there's an outlet near it. So someone tends to be sitting in the high chair.
That's
with
what, I was just like,
plugged in,
envisioning
mixing
a 2-year-old like, yeah, making the mashed potatoes.
You know, like, they're grown up, propped up. Because we like good food and we don't mind putting forth the effort at least once a year. Now, we don't put forth the effort every day in our homes all the time necessarily,
yeah.
But Thanksgiving, we do it right and we eat really well. So we have handmade yeast rolls and, but you know, we have a lot of women.
Yeah.
So you're not, it's not like 4 women are having to provide for, you know, 70 people. You've got 20 women or something. And
yeah.
So we line up for maybe 2 things and then we just do those 2 things to the best of our ability.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And it's very tasty. I do have to say, really good.
Well, and when you're spreading it around, like you were saying, that many people, it takes a little bit of the pressure off too.
Oh. Yeah. So like I might just bring yeast rolls and some type of salad, you know, and that's it.
Yeah.
And but now I might be bringing a really big salad and maybe 60 rolls or something, but still that's it.
Yeah.
And so somebody else is cooking the turkey and somebody else is cooking a chicken. And then my cousin, he's our landlord, his family, they come as well. And so we actually have one extra family in there who comes. And Mama's family, when her mother and sister were living, they came down for it as well.
Wow.
Because they didn't want to do their own Thanksgiving. They wanted to be at ours.
Sure.
And, you know,
I want to be at yours.
Come on.
I was so tempted. Like, I don't have my kids. I should head down to Arkansas.
Just fly in.
Yeah. So I have a very serious question for you, though.
Okay.
Are you using paper plates?
We do, yes.
Okay. Thank goodness.
There's a small handful of us that wouldn't mind if we used real dishes. We would
really?
Wash them.
You would?
Yeah. We just love the wholesomeness of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a corny thing.
Yeah.
But no, we totally, totally do the throwaway. And we do names on, you know, names on cups and cup away. Or some, and then usually someone volunteers to bring water bottles or something like that well. That you can, you know, just get
simplify
your water that
things.
Way. But we did use dishes for years and years and years. I mean, it hasn't, maybe just the last 10 years we've used throwaway cutlery. Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, wow. Most holidays in my family have always been paper, even though we don't have hardly as many people.
That's... There's no shame in it. It serves a very good purpose, you know.
I'm sure probably with the amount of people we have this year, we'll probably be using real stuff.
Right. And when I was a kid, I think the grown-ups had real things. And I remember we had those, Grandma still has them, but the, you know, the wooden, like the, not wicker, but it's like the weaved.
Oh, yeah,
The white paper plate fit down into.
Yes.
And then when you pulled it out, you know.
Yep.
We used those. I think the adults, when I was a child, they used real dishes. And then we used kids used the throwaway.
That makes sense.
Until it just got too big. I remember we set the table and had the tablecloth and all that kind of stuff. So.
Wow. That's amazing.
Tone it down.
Okay, ladies. So as of this weekend, the official holiday buying season has begun. And I don't know about you, but I have a few people on my list that can be really difficult to buy for. I know in the past, some of the hardest people to buy for in my life have been grandparents, because they kind of already have their stuff dialed in and what they need and they want a lot of the time anyway. But you know what they love every single time? It's pictures of them grandkids. And so that's what I plan on doing this year, and I thought you might want to too, so I wanted to tell you about Canvas People. Canvas People creates unique, beautiful works of art out of your photos. And it's not just because the photo itself is amazing, which of course they are, but it's also because of the quality of what Canvas People does with your photos. They create beautiful statement pieces that anyone would want to have in their home. So if you think that a beautiful canvas from Canvas People might just be the perfect gift for someone in your life, I'm going to do you one better. Because now, as a special, very limited holiday offer, CanvasPeople.com is offering their popular 11 by 14 photo canvases for free. That's right, free. These normally sell for $69.99, but for this week only, you'll pay nothing. Just cover shipping and handling. To get your free canvas, text LOVELY to 797979. Just pay shipping and handling. This offer won't last, so text LOVELY to 797979. That's LOVELY to 797979. Message and data rates may apply, but hey, for that free photo canvas that you're going to be able to give somebody in your life, it's totally worth it. So when you said, you know, you just end up back there all weekend long, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Are you playing games? Are you just visiting? Like, what is that like?
Well, it's kind of taken different forms through the years. Mostly, you know, when we were just all kids, we just played 24/7. And then for a little while, we weren't really little kids and no one really had kids yet. And there was a lot of board game and card games that went on in that time. And then we all had kids and were too tired to play games, or our kids were too you know, so really we just sat around and visited. If the weather is nice, we have horseshoes set up and they'll do a horseshoe tournament, and we can be spectators, or I never want to participate. I usually sit and watch, and they have really, really nice land and a good setup to kind of sprawl about the land, and the kids can just run free and they're playing in the pasture or in the barn or up by the house or, you know, wherever. And then somebody's always napping on the couch, you know, I don't know, there's just different things going on all over the place. For a little while it was at grandma's, but most of the time now I host at my house. Most of the women, which a lot of the women aren't necessarily there, so the core women who are there every year, we do an annual phase 10 game. And phase 10 lasts a long, long time. So
yeah, well,
we
played phase 10 and we only got through two phases, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can, you think it's going to go fast, and then all of a sudden it's like hours later. You know, I think the first time we did it, maybe it didn't end until 3 a.m.
Oh, my word.
And so I make a bunch of snacks. We've kind of gotten these fancy snacks that we, you know, lady snacks that are fancy men would want to eat, maybe. And everybody comes to the house and we just stay up as late as we need to until we either give out or someone wins the game, and we play phase 10. So we usually do that Saturday night, but yeah,
that sounds so fun.
Guys may have a basketball game going at my brother's house in his gym, or there's just different things. I don't know. It's a happening place.
Yeah.
There's stuff going on in the place. Yeah.
Well, 2 years from now, mark me down. I'll be there.
Huh. Yes. You would love it. You would.
I would. It sounds so much fun. Well, and plus your family is just like, they're fun. I like them.
They can also be not fun sometimes.
So how do you deal with that? Because I think a lot of us, when we think of the holidays, we think like, oh goodness, family, we have to deal with family. So how do you deal with that?
Well, I think that, so of all of us getting together like this, it really only happens twice a year.
Yeah.
And we just mostly if somebody's getting on your nerves, it tends to be your sibling or something, you know?
Yeah.
So not really a cousin necessarily.
Yeah.
Or there is someone that for some reason is just bugging you. There are so many people you can just visit with somebody else without it being offensive. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, truly, I think anytime there's ever been a little bit of frustration, it's usually between, you know, like a brother and a sister or something.
Yeah.
And it's nothing. I mean, you just end up rolling her eyes and then going on. Like, it's fine. It's not
real. Yeah, if there are tensions when there's only five of you, there's not really getting away from that.
Right. Yeah, but you have, in this, because there's so many, you can just, if you need space from someone or some situation, sometimes it can be more like somebody's kid is being really ornery that day and driving you crazy. Well, it's very easy to get away from that kid and just go find somewhere else to sit or tell them, y'all go outside or whatever, you know, I mean, so it's kind of easy to work around anything like that.
Yeah.
And if it's too bad, you can go home.
True.
And just come back the next day. I mean.
True. So how many people are you hosting at your house?
This is the first year that I will only have two people.
Wow.
It's shocking. Yes, it's shocking. I usually have two families who have kids as well. And I have four kids. And it's technically a two-bedroom home because there's really only two rooms that are used as bedrooms. So two bedroom and two couches. But we just make power. I bring some crib mattresses. My mom has some extra ones. I bring them over and people sleep on those on the floor. But this year, the way it worked out, I have my cousin and her husband.
Wow.
So, yes, I don't even know what to think about that. I mean, there will be a lot more people at my house. Typically, they come over because we live pretty close to grandma's. And I just kind of have an open door policy for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, further away, you know, we didn't get as much company like that. That wasn't convenient. But right now, it's very convenient because we're just down the road. So if it gets later and, you know, the other years we would clear out because grandpa, it wasn't good for him for all of us to be there kind of past six. So they would just, a chunk of them would just come to the house.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I love it. And the girls love it. And they're not babies anymore. So we don't have to tell people, you know, shh, be quiet. You're going to wake them. It doesn't matter. And so, we just sit up and talk and visit. And there's always somebody's playing some kind of musical instrument somewhere, most likely at some point.
This just like all feels like a fantasy or a movie or
you know, as a child, it did feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, Thanksgiving was my favorite holiday by far beyond anything because it was just so great. And now I'm sure it wasn't as great for the adults. They were probably tired. They probably tired of washing dishes. You know, I'm sure but as a kid, all you knew was, it was so much fun and so much good food, and you just played for a whole weekend. I mean, like from Thursday, you know, it was just so much fun. And as a grown up, it's gone through phases where when I was pregnant or had a newborn or had a toddler, you know, it was a little bit more, but I still love it even then.
Wow.
It is absolutely my most favorite weekend.
It sounds like so much fun, and I seriously want to come. So, someday that'll work out. I know. Well, I have my kids the weekend. So that's the thing. I get them back on Friday this year. I don't think in 2 years, I think I'll have the whole stretch. And by golly, I'm heading to Arkansas.
Yes. Oh, that really would be a lot of fun.
Yes. Well, it was so much fun to hear about like a real big family having like a real big holiday.
That's real big Thanksgiving.
Yes. And now, after our short little break, we are going to move into our recent bucket list episode of where are all the places that Rebecca and I would like to travel someday. All right, ladies, so that wraps up the first half of our episode. And in just a minute, we are going to jump into the second half of our episode, which is a really fun What Ingrid and Fiona Like show all about the bucket list travel that Rebecca and I want to hopefully be able to do someday. But first, I want to have a little frank discussion with you guys about something that I love that helps me take care of something that I loathe, and that is Lola. If you don't know what Lola is, they are a subscription service to help you take care of that time of the month. Brilliant, right? Because it's a company by women for women, so they get it. No more race into the store last minute because Aunt Flo arrived. Their subscription is fully customizable, so you can choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and the frequency of your delivery. Lola's subscription is super flexible, so you can change, skip, or cancel at any time. So that alone is pretty great, right? We don't even have to think about it. They just show up to our doorstep in discreet boxes, and even the individual packaging is really discreet. They've thought of everything in that way, but they go above and beyond, you guys, because they've actually thought lot of our health with our feminine care products. Because did you know that the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients that are in their products? Who knows what you're putting down there? But Lola's products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. So you can feel totally comfortable that everything is totally okay. And I don't know about you, but that's a pretty big deal to me. So if you want to ditch the hassle and make sure you're taking care of your lady parts, then you can get 40% off all subscriptions by visiting mylola.com and entering the code LOVELY when you subscribe. Again, 40% off your subscription if you visit mylola.com and enter the code LOVELY when you subscribe. That's a pretty great deal for not only your hoo-ha, but your peace of mind. So go subscribe today. And with that, let's get on with the bucket list travel portion of our episode. I'm Ingrid.
I'm Fiona.
And today on this week's episode of What Ingrid and Fiona Like, we are going to be talking all about our bucket list travel things that we want to do. So this was one of the topics that one of you ladies put into the show, and we thought it was kind of a fun one. So fun, in fact, that we're going to turn it into two episodes. So today we're going to talk about kind of where we've been and our top places that we want to go and why. And then in a few weeks, we're going to do another episode about fun girlfriend trips that we would like to take someday.
Someday.
Yes, someday. We have big plans.
Yes.
But very big plans. But you're going to have to wait. We're just keeping the suspense going for all of you. So where have you been, Fiona? I almost said Fiona.
Where have I been? So I'm not going to list every state.
Yeah, I know.
Except
for because, like, particular states, like I put Hawaii because Hawaii is kind of like its own thing.
Right.
And I put to California.
Well, I was about to say a lot of the states I don't really think of that exciting because they're near me and I've been to them lots of times. But like Memphis, I don't even think twice about Memphis, but there may be someone out there who thinks it's so cool. Like, oh, Memphis, you know.
Yeah.
So I have been there. I get excited because I have family and friends and I'm like, oh, yay, we made it, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't get excited just over the town itself, I guess you could say. I've been to Maui. And yes, that was very nice. Jason had a work trip and I went along with him. Every cool place I've been, Jason had a work trip and I went along. And then I've been to Colorado, so that was pretty cool, actually.
I'm almost tempted to see how many of the states we could name for each other.
Oh, I know. You know all of mine for sure.
I probably do. I want to say Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Georgia, Colorado.
Oh, all of the, like, Virginia down and over. All of those.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we would always go with Daddy on preaching because he'd go preach at churches for their annual meeting. And so a bazillion times, like, I don't even think twice about those states are kind of ho-hum only because I've been there so many times.
Wow.
All right, so maybe not North and South Carolina. I have been there, but they would be more kind of like, oh, fun. I haven't been here very much. But like Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia and Tennessee and Texas and
Florida,
Virginia, Florida, what else is over there? But yeah, I've been to those lots and lots of times. So I don't really
think about it.
Yeah, I don't really think about it.
Yeah, that's like for us up here, like Idaho, Montana, Oregon. It's just like what's around. Canada.
Now that would be like, ooh, Canada. That's fun. Not as fun as other places, but still fun. And I've been, let's see, like Illinois and Iowa.
Did you like, too, how I'm like, I give specific states and then I just name the whole country of Canada?
Yeah.
So it's just one thing.
Sorry. It's just a big lump. Yeah. It's because you're crossing over the line. Yeah. So then you have to say specifically. Yeah. Where did, like, D.C. and I said Virginia already. I'm hopefully going to Maine with Jason next year. Fun. He went this year, so I hope I get to go with him next year.
And then you're going to California.
Going to California in
a
couple of
weeks. Have you been to California before?
On my way to Maui, I had to change planes at LA.
LA.
But
you didn't leave the airport.
Nope, never saw the land other than, really, I almost didn't even see it from the airplane because it was dark. So I could see the lights, but not really even necessarily say I saw the lights of California.
Yeah, that's so, like me with New York and Chicago and Denver, Salt Lake City. Yeah, I've been there to the airport.
Jason technically went to like Iceland or Finland or something, but
crazy.
Just in the airport, like never left the airport. Switzerland, I don't remember what it was, somewhere over there, but he just had to switch planes. But I was like, well, you were there. He said that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Doesn't count. But I'm trying to think. I've been to a lot to the east, few to the northeast, and a very few to the west. So I don't often go past Texas. We drove through New Mexico to go to Colorado, and we were in it for a while, I don't think we actually stopped.
Yeah.
I think we just drove. And of course, Oklahoma, that's like a block away from where I used to live in Arkansas. So that's like nothing. It feels like the same state. I think that's all. I feel like maybe, I went into a lot of the New England states. I forgot when I was a teenager. We did like a tour bus thing.
Oh, fun.
And we went to quite a few places up there, but I don't remember. Probably like New Hampshire and New Jersey and something else. Been to Boston. That was very cool.
Oh, yeah. That was fun because you messaged us a lot during that trip.
Yes. Yeah. That was probably one of my favorite trips. I would repeat that one for sure.
So when you went on the bus trip in high school, you said, like, was that with your family or an organization?
So a minister of our denomination, one that lives near New York, sort of DC area. He just organized this tour of all these really, really old Primitive Baptist churches that are in the New England states. I mean, like old, like George Washington's on the register. I mean, really old, very, very cool. And literally it was kind of like, hey, if you can pay for your bus ticket, you know, they had hired two drivers of those two huge Greyhound buses. And we loaded up in Memphis. We all kind of met in Memphis, and then he just sort of organized the tour and took us all over. And it was one of the most hilarious. We had so many crazy, crazy things happen on that trip. It was so much fun, but I don't remember now exactly which states that we stopped in to see the churches. And
I guess I'm curious, like, how controlled that experience was, if you're like on this church trip.
I don't know, because it wasn't, I mean, like a lot of us, we came from all different states, but we all knew each other really well.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, like the kids, we were generally just well-behaved kids.
Yeah.
So there was no shenanigans or, I mean, we just didn't even think about that. Everybody had a good time with everybody, kind of.
Yeah.
I
guess I ask because when I was in high school, we went on trips to Seattle a lot for choir. And they would bus us all over there. And I remember I was a freshman, so I was, 14? And they bussed us over to downtown Seattle, dropped us off at the Space Needle, and said, we'll see you in 5 hours.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, what?
No.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really that many kids. I mean, it was way more adults than kids.
Okay.
And it was a lot of families, too. Okay. So the kid, you know, so I went with a family who had 10 kids and they all went. And so I was just kind of like the extra kid tagging along. And so, you know, everybody was with everybody the whole time. Yes. And it was really fun. I mean, it was a really, really fun trip. And we had some crazy travel things that ended up just being hilarious. Like everything that happened that could have made you cry just made us laugh. And so it was ended up being really fun, but that's it was cool. Very controlled, but not because they were trying. We just,
It just wasn't like
and we were together. Yeah, I don't
a
know.
Free for all.
No.
Like my high school that I was, I just remember being so utterly shocked. Like, what? You're not, like, I had come out of a, you know, private Christian middle school and then going to this public high school and they just drop us off in downtown and it was like, see ya. And I expected we needed to like check in or like have a chaperone with us. Okay. And our teacher was like, no, I do not want to see you guys for the next 5 hours. Like,
I cannot.
Okay. Well,
whoever adult was technically in charge, I cannot imagine being that adult. I mean,
but it was every time. I mean, I did that when I was 14 and then realized like, oh, this is how it goes. And then the next, you know, 8 trips we took over there, it was the same thing every time. And if you're not back at the bus, you miss the bus and you need to find a way to get to the hotel.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, I don't know that I've ever really taken a trip like that. Even as a grown up, I don't know. I guess technically, I've been on our honeymoon. We went on a cruise to the Caribbean. And so I've been to some islands and I've been to Nassau. I remember that one. Anyway, they did that there. Like you got off the boat, went to the island and just had to show back up at 5. But that's literally, I think, the only trip that's ever been the case where they just said, make sure you're here. And if you're not, find your own.
Yep. Good luck. Yeah. It was just interesting being that young and not knowing that was coming. And it all ended up working out fine. And it was a ton of fun. And what an experience. And I mean, I ended up really knowing my way around Seattle, because when you're hoofing it for 5 hours, it's like you figure out how to get places. And then I remember the next year, because by then I had maybe taken 3 or 4 trips with the choir over there. And so I still had my permit and we had to go over, my mom and my grandma and I, for something. And I remember they both said, you're driving because you know how to get around. I was like, I still have my permit and you're going to make me drive in Seattle traffic on the freeways? And they're like, yep, we don't know where we're going. We don't want to do it. So I was like, okay. So I just was thrown into the deep end in all kinds of ways in Seattle. But
so do you want to chase a tiny little rabbit?
Okay.
That I've never heard someone call it a permit, which makes sense because it's like you're being permitted to drive. No, they're called permits. Permits, not permits. They're called permits, not permits. Permit. I've never heard anyone say that. I learned so much from you.
I'm trying to think of how I...
It makes more sense to say permit, like I permit you to do something, so you're allowed to do it. So we do say that word that way.
Both ways.
Yeah, it's a permit. Like, oh, you have your permit. But not... And then you have your license. But I've never heard anyone call it a permit. It's probably just one of those things. Like,
or I'm just using weird emphasis on the wrong syllable.
This might be true.
It's entirely possible.
Although you're pretty good about, you know, well, it could just be a, like, that's how you do
but
over
I hear
there.
Permit also. So I don't know. Now I have to go ask my family and stuff.
You've asked me a couple of questions like that where I'm like, no, we say this. And then I think, do we say that? Maybe we don't.
Like when I think really hard about it, it's like when you think about a word too long and then you're like, that sounds so dumb. Like, what is that? Yeah.
I remember doing that with soap. I said soap a bunch and I thought, this is the weirdest word. Who came up with this word? Just said it too much.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, very big rabbit trail. Anyway. It got me tickled because I thought, oh, there's another word.
I was just going to say something else about my permit. And so I must call it permit. Oh. Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, goodness.
Anyhow, I also rode on miniature buses when I was, 16? So miniature school buses from Washington to Mexico. And it was in the dead of summer, 112 degrees, I think, in California and Mexico.
How long did
it take? It took 4 days to get there, 3 days to get back. Oh, and it was boiling hot. There was no air conditioning on these little stupid buses. And they've got, like, you know, the pleathery seats and everything. Oh, my goodness. And we had to stay in churches. And so we would just go sleep on the floor of these churches. And I remember one of them, for like security reasons, had to keep the lights on all night long. And so we were all like tying shirts around our faces. And I mean, it was just the most ridiculous trip. And we went down and worked at this Christian camp that actually ended up being really weird to the point where our pastor wouldn't let us leave our cabin anymore and everybody was getting food sickness. And like, it was just the craziest trip that we now look back on and everyone's like, you know, laughs about how ridiculous it was, but it really was something to behold.
That's a very long trip.
Very long on those little buses. So yeah. Not about
I have
doing
never
that
been to Mexico or any place, anything.
Well, I mean, was in like rough Mexico, not like, you know, vacation Mexico.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of, my brother has to travel to that part quite a bit. And he's like, yeah, you don't want to go.
Yeah. It's not a garden spot.
No.
It was like, you know, man on fire, Mexico.
Right. Oh, I'm okay, just, but that doesn't even appeal to me.
Yeah. So where else? You've been to Italy.
I have been to Italy. We went to Civita Castellana, which is near Rome. That was interesting. It was so hot.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody kept telling us it's unnaturally hot. And we did have a friend who went the year before, and he said, I didn't even think about the weather, so it must not have been very hot. It just didn't even. But then, like, you watch, like, the girls in Corfu, they're hot.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe it is a little bit, maybe that isn't so strange.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very hot, like 119 or something. Yeah, I mean, it was really hot.
Yeah, and they had like those stone pavers, the black, or whatever.
The black cobblestone. It was like big stones, but it was black cobblestone roads. And so the heat just radiated up at you from the, yeah, it was just like standing on a hard sauna rock. I don't know. Couldn't get away from it. It didn't matter where you went. You couldn't get away from it. Ugh. And they don't have air conditioning. So it was really, really
hot. Not hot normally.
And then the last 2 days we were there, it was just kind of regular weather.
Yeah.
And so it was, you could be outside and it was, you were a little warm, but it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah.
But I do, I've been rewatching through that show and they are sweating a lot. So maybe, you know. I mean, they don't mention it, but they show it through, like they're either fanning themselves or their shirts have on purpose, you know, the show wanted to portray that they were sweating. So, it probably isn't just like coolness. Oh, it's so good.
I'm interrupting you, but we should just announce. So people, if you took our recommendations last time and you've been watching The Girls in Corfu, we just found out Rebecca was the one with the information this time.
That never
It happened now. It's releasing on the PBS channel on Amazon on the 30th. Yep.
Well, I think you have to have a passport, which I do. So for us, it releases the 30th. So a week from tomorrow, one week. So excited.
Because
I've been rewatching it because it's been a while since I had seen it. And so I'll be just like perfectly ready to go into the next season.
Yes.
About the time I finish season two, it'll just slide right into season three. So.
That should be one of the girlfriend trips we do someday.
It should be. Yes.
Yep. We can just tour of all of our favorite shows, all the different places.
That's a kind of a cool idea.
I know. I think it'd be super fun.
Yes.
That's our mission.
Not a bad idea. Yeah.
Okay. So
that's pretty much it for me, I think.
Okay. Well, Canada for me, I've been a few different places in Canada and multiple times. Russia. So I went there when I turned 19 in Russia. So that was fun.
Was it cold?
It was. It was the end of April to the beginning of May. And they said, it's really not going to be that cold. It was still very cold, and I did not have an appropriate enough like jacket or anything like that.
Yeah.
We just did a lot of cold walking, a lot. But it was an experience. It was supposed to be for a mission trip, but there wasn't a lot of mission work going on, I gotta say. It was more like touring Russia. So
was it worth the cold? I mean, Russia would be cool, but I don't know if it would be worth the cold.
It wasn't like so bitter that I didn't think it was worth it. It was, I mean, it was a cool experience because we were in Moscow for 2 days. But the rest of the time we were in Volgograd, and I love history, and that was where World War II turned around, and it's like the Russians finally had their victory, and started fighting off the Germans, and they retreated. And so the city, they're really, really proud of that history. So they are very, like, vocal about it. Everyone there knows their history. They have a ton of monuments. They have, like, these major things that you can go and see that are all related to the war, and amazing museums of, like, they have a panorama museum where you can see what the city would have looked like on the day that the battle happened. And you can see, like, the only buildings that were left standing from the battle. And they also have Mother Russia, which is kind of like their Statue of Liberty that we got to go to, and they have, like, all these eternal flames. And so, I mean, as far as, like, history was concerned and that sort of thing, that was pretty amazing to go be a part of. And it was the most drastic, I mean, other than Mexico, but we only spent a little bit of time, like, in the cities in Mexico. We were mostly at this camp. So Russia was the first time I had a really immersive cultural experience.
Right.
And I thought that was very interesting, like, riding the metro and having a gypsy woman try to steal my camera and, you know, like, things like that, where it was like, it was just like being in this big city, and it was just so interesting to see how they did things and how they lived. And, like, we all got our hair highlighted because it was like $5, and in the US it was like 40 or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't say 60.
Yeah. So it was just really fun, different experiences and the different food. And so I really, really enjoyed that. That lit a fire in me to want to do more traveling. I haven't gotten to do a lot more traveling since then, but I would love to do more. So I've also been to Kauai and to California. We went and did, like, all the theme park stuff when I was little. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me. Ladies, we've officially entered the hubbub of the holiday season, and I don't know about you, but the last thing that I want to be thinking about is planning and shopping for dinner. That's why I love HelloFresh. It's a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so I can just cook, eat, and enjoy. They have classic veggie and family plans, but let me give you a little tip. If you go with the family plan, their recipes are kid-tested and approved for picky eaters, so you're bound to win. When you've had one of those crazy holiday days, all you have to do when you get home is get out your handy little bag that has all of your ingredients in it, take out that pictured step-by-step instruction card, and get your meal done in about 30 minutes, which, let's face it, none of us have more time than that. And that's why my favorite recipe to date has been their mini meatloaves. Not only were they delicious, but they cooked up so quickly. I like that they're not only looking out for meals that my kids will actually eat, but things that take stress off of me and getting them cooked faster. Plus, when you just go ahead and get a subscription, you can just know that each week everything will be delivered straight to your door. You don't have to worry about any of it. It's one more thing off your mind. And you can even choose your delivery date to match your ever-changing schedule, or pause your deliveries if you're going on vacation. So if you think that HelloFresh is just the thing to help you out this holiday season, you can get $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes by visiting HelloFresh.com/CTL60 and entering the code CTL60. It's like receiving six meals for completely free. So for that $60 off, $20 off your first three boxes, just go to HelloFresh.com/CTL60 and enter the code CTL60. Moving forward now, where would we like to go?
Stateside or non-stateside?
Any of it. I mean, any of it that's like bucket list travel you would really like to do.
So when I was a little girl, I was obsessed with going to Maine. And I would still love to do that. I was obsessed with lighthouses.
Interesting.
I know. And I don't like seafood, so I probably wouldn't fare there very well.
No. But,
at all. But so, and then once I married Jason, I had this obsession with Vermont. And so I really want to still do those, even though I don't have quite the obsession anymore.
Yeah.
Well, Bev Widener kind of relit my fire when they did that whole, was it like a 4-week stay or something over the summer? But, and I just
Weren't
want
they
to
in
now.
Connecticut? Because,
yeah, I think so. Yeah. But it was still kind of like just staying in up in that type of scenario. So I do really want to still go and say I've been there. I'd love to go to New York. I haven't just so I know what it is, since it seems like everyone in the US does, but me.
New York has been like because I was a theater kid and, you know, like New York has always been so high on my list. And I've thought, now nobody take this the wrong way. Okay. But if I was just getting a divorce and I didn't have children, obviously right. I do and I love my children. So, you know, just hang with me. I think I would move to New York. I think I would just be like, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to move there and have that experience. Because I think I would thrive in, like, a city environment.
Yeah. Yeah. In some ways, I do, too. Yeah. I can go either way, I guess. But
yeah.
It has an energy to it
yeah.
that I enjoy.
And a community. I don't know. Yeah. I think it could be fun.
I think one thing I keep... You know, you see the pictures and it's like, man, that does seem really neat. I want to go. But then just recently I've heard several people or read commenting about the smell, which had never occurred to me that it's a very stinky place. Like it just smells terrible all the time. And that hurt because, you know, you see like the pretty trees at Central Park or whatever, and you're not picturing sewage smell passing your nose at the same time. So that's funny because I'm glad to know that ahead of time. I think it would have disappointed me if I hadn't known that, if I ever get to go. Yeah. But it was still kind of a disappointment even just finding out about that. Because it's like, oh, well, that kind of changes.
Wasn't there that musical called Urinetown?
I don't know.
I think it was about New York. And then I think I've shared my sweetheart experience before at the movie theater when I was like in fifth grade with my grandma and my aunt. And I went up to the counter and I ordered sweet tarts in a New York accent, and as luck would have it, the guy behind the counter had just gotten back from New York, and so he was like, where are you from? I was like, New York. And he goes, oh, I just got back from New York. I was like, oh no. And he goes, what do you think of the smell there? And I was like, I didn't even, like, you know, 10, never been past Idaho, don't know anything, like, how to respond to that. But that was a good tip off that people do not think the smell is all that great.
Yeah. Well, I've just heard that a lot, like, the past couple of months, which that's funny to me to live this long and it never have come up before in my world somehow.
That's funny.
But, apparently it stinks. I still want to go.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, overseas, I mean, pretty much any place in Europe is...
Any place? See, because I have specific places in Europe. Yes, it'd be amazing to go any place.
I guess what I'm saying is I wouldn't turn down any place.
Well,
but I do have specific places I want to go. But also, if you just said, hey, do you want to go here? I'm going to be up for it.
Well, sure. But if we're talking bucket list,
I
would rather take London over Madrid.
Yes, I think so too. Mine would, like, Switzerland is way high up on my
list.
Really? Yes, majorly high up on my list.
Interesting.
And Ireland is really high up there. But Iceland is probably my top contender for the moment.
Really?
They kind of wobble around a little bit. Like, they stay the same places, but they just have different times of being the top place.
Well, what is it about Iceland that attracts you there?
Well, so our friends, John and Kara went there and then came straight from there to Colorado when we were all, the rest of us were there, then her family was waiting for her. It's like shockingly beautiful.
Hmm.
And then, I don't know, the Love Taza girl, I follow her sister on Instagram, and she and her husband went there, and it was the same. Like, it just gets more beautiful the more you see of it. It's just, like, astoundingly beautiful, and I really just want to see it in person.
Huh.
So, Jason does too, so that's nice. Maybe we'll go there together one day. He really is up for any place that, he prefers places that speak English just because it's easier.
Yeah.
And you don't get as frustrated, and he doesn't get as lost, or, you know, that kind of thing.
True.
But yeah, so right now, Switzerland and Iceland are just neck and neck. And then Ireland's right behind them.
Huh. I would not have.
And then there's our glorious, though, like our top glorious answer. But that's like our joint answer.
Yeah. And that has to be on our other episode.
Yes.
And
so
it's
I'm saving
so
that
good.
One.
It's so good.
Saving that one. But these are just like my own little personal things. So, yeah, Iceland and Switzerland. But like, ask me next year and it might be totally different.
Okay. Well, my bucket list is considerably longer than that. So, London. I've always wanted to go to London. I just think it would be amazing. Plus, maybe touring a little bit of the countryside around there. I would love to go see the Cotswolds. I would love to, bunk for a night at the Bowdens. I would love to just be able to go experience England. Like, did you see the Literary London tour that Tish Oxenrider just recently did with Emily P. Freeman?
No,
Oh my goodness. It looked amazing. Like, if I could go on the Literary London trip, that would be a dream come true. Oh my goodness. Amazing. And I would, of course, hit shows on the West End while I was there. I would love it. And then I would love to, oh, what were you gonna say?
was just say, I don't even know that much about England. Like,
Oh,
you have done some research.
I have. Well, and
Yes.
I do a lot of, like, I realized a few years ago that travel memoir is one of my favorite genres. And so, but I've just always, I mean, since when I was in junior high, my AOL name was London Light. Like, I've always wanted to go to London. There's just something about it and the royalty and the traditions and the tea and the, these places that have been there for so long and the beauty and the architecture. Like, I would love to go to London. But then Paris is right up there. I mean, it's definitely after London, but I would love to go to Paris. I've read so many books about like expats moving to Paris, and I just think it would be so fun to eat the food and have kind of that like French living experience because they just
That would
have
be
such
really
a
fun.
different perspective on life, like really savoring things and the beauty and all that. I think Paris would be amazing. And Rome, which you've been to,
Yep. Rome was very cool. I would like to go back.
I would love to like tour Rome.
Yeah, that would
I would
be.
I don't know that I'd want to stay, like I could stay in London for 3 weeks and be over the moon. Paris, 3 weeks, over the moon. Rome, I want to be in for a few days and really see the things that I want to see and eat the food and maybe hit like Florence and some of the other big like art areas in the country.
Yeah.
But that's what I would do. Instead of just saying Rome, I want to do an art tour of Italy.
Well, I was
That's what
going
I
to
want to
say
do.
pretty much any place, it seemed to me, in Italy, it, and I heard a lot of people say that, like, people don't stay here. They visit, they see, and they go. And I thought, yeah, it does, that's kind of how it is. It's not really a long-term destination, like where you just want to sit and vacation for a week. You want to see the things and then go to some other place and see some other things.
And while I was over in Europe staying for apparently 6 months,
Right.
I would like to also, Ireland is on my list. I am Irish, so I'd love
Yes.
to go up to Ireland. And then also, this is gonna sound kind of weird. I'm gonna, acknowledge that, but I would love to go on a Holocaust tour of Germany.
Oh, me
And
too.
really like
Yes.
see those places. And I've done like I acted in a Holocaust show. I've always been very invested in World War II and specifically the Holocaust part of it. And so I think it would be really interesting, and humbling to go to those places.
I do too. I think Germany, I think it would be fascinating. I mean, like you said, it would be sad. It would probably be very hard part of it, but
Well,
I
and that's why
still
you
would
could only do it for like
like to
3 days
see
tops.
it. Yeah. Yeah, I can't do it. It's real heavy. It'd be very heavy. But that's probably my favorite part of history too, World War II. And Daddy's as well, so he always had really interesting things to say because he always knew so much about it, but which helped probably make it more interesting for us. But yeah, that would be, I think that would be a very, very cool thing to do.
And on that same depressing vein, I would also like to do like a Civil War tour of the South. I
I
think,
kind of have,
oh,
I
I'm
guess.
sure you have,
It
but
is fun, yeah.
having not lived there, or like when we
But
were in, Nashville, it was like, oh my gosh, that just said like Civil War Cemetery. Like, this is the coolest thing ever, because it's so much longer history than what we have here. And it's just so different on the West Coast. You move east and you feel like, oh, you're like steeped in people having been here for a really long time. You know, I felt like that when I was in Russia. Like, these, some of these buildings have been here for 500 years, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously nothing in the U.S. has been here for 500 years.
Right.
But it's just, there's something about like going somewhere that has those things, like of big moments that have happened in our history, I think would be really interesting.
It is really cool. I mean, it has less of a, I guess, of a wow factor because I am surrounded by it, yeah, and have visited lots, but it's always, even though it never gets old, it's, yeah, always really cool and very interesting. And it's, even if I've been there, you know, like I've been to Thomas Jefferson's house several times, it's always cool every time.
You've been to Monticello?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. And to,
Mount Vernon?
Oh, well, yeah, I've been there like 3 or 4 times, but that's near DC.
Yeah.
I think I've been there 3 times. Yeah. That, I feel, I'm like, it's like my second home. No, I'm just comfortable there. I know my way around.
You summer there.
Oh yeah, I wish. Oh, it's beautiful. No, there's another one in Tennessee that I've been to quite a few times, and I can't think of the name. But anyway, it's real famous. I just can't think of the name of it. But it's always cool every time. It's always really neat, you know, very, yeah, enjoyable. And it's, even though it's all around us, like, you know, an hour north, you can go to the, in every other December, you can go watch the war reenactment and at where they did it and all, yeah, that. But it's not like, oh brother, I've seen that. It's always cool. It just, I don't, yeah, know. It's our history, so it continues, yeah, to stay really neat.
And like, we have Civil War reenactments here, and they're so fun to go to and everything, but there's a difference when you're there and you just like feel like you have your feet planted on the soil where big things happened.
Oh, I never thought about that. I mean, I knew y'all had Civil War reenactments, but you're just like faking it, aren't you? I never thought about that. You're just doing it so y'all know what it would be like.
Yeah.
But see, wherever we have Civil War reenactments, it's like literal,
yeah, no,
this is what it was here. And so in my brain, I don't know why.
It's like, obviously, there were Indians here. There were Native Americans here.
Right.
I mean, when I, this happened. That,
but because everywhere we have them here, it is what took place there on that field. This is the literal hill they went up or whatever.
Yeah.
But it just now is dawning on me. Oh, y'all are pretending. I mean, yeah, we're pretending because it's not live. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
But you're like really pretending.
Yeah. Well, it's like my great, great grandmother who I met came here on a covered wagon. So,
oh, that's,
yeah, it is cool. But it's like, that's how recent we've been here.
Yeah,
you know?
Good point. Not that long.
Yeah.
I've got to look up that place. That's driving me crazy. But oh, brother.
What?
Okay, you can keep talking. I'm going to look it, okay, up.
Well, I think that those kinds of things would be fun. Like, even when we were in Nashville, and even seeing things that aren't necessarily that old, but like, when we drove by the Grand Old Opry, and, you know, there's just things like that, that when you've seen them yourself, just to be able to say, I've been there. I like that. I want to have more of that in my future, to be able to say, I've been there. I've seen, yeah, things.
Me too. I think that's kind of the whole appeal of all the places. I think it's places I would like to actually not just have seen, but to have experienced,
yeah,
and be, oh, I know that. Because it is cool now, and the girls, there's been several things we've watched where I'm like, hey, girls, I stood right at that fountain, you know, the,
yeah,
Trevi in,
yeah,
Rome, and I'm like, hey, I've been there. I, yeah, ate gelato. The place, like, if you turn the camera around, there's a little gelato,
yeah,
shop right there, you know, that,
yeah,
kind of thing. But
I've been to Red Square in
what
Moscow.
That? Oh.
With, like, yeah, St. Basil's Cathedral and Lenin's tomb and all of,
wow,
that. You would know it if you saw it.
I'm sure.
The church, yeah, with like the onion shaped things on the top of it that they always show for Moscow.
Yes.
yes. there. I've seen that with my own eyes. It did have scaffolding around it at the time, but I still have seen it.
Well, you got to take what you can get. Yep.
You got
it. It's kind of the DC, the last two times I went there, it was, they have it, the White House, so roped off kind of that it's like, oh, it doesn't look like this on TV, you know, like you can't get on the lawn and you can't all this kind of stuff, but still I've seen it with my eyes and you know, that was cool, but
look at all
this is driving me crazy. I can't find this. I need to be able to say I've been to this place and I can't find it.
We'll have to add it to our next episode with the girlfriend trips.
I think it's the Hermitage. It is the Hermitage. Andrew Jackson's Hermitage.
Okay.
Right when you said that, it popped up. I've been there.
Okay. We got that covered.
Sorry. It was bugging my brain. I was like, oh, I know the place, but yeah.
All right. So for those of you wondering, that's where we've been and where we're hopefully headed. We can only hope. Until then, I'll have to keep reading books.
Yep.
Make it feel closer.
Second best.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for chatting with me.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, ladies, that's it for this extra long and extra special episode. Again, if you want to get the show notes on this episode, you can just go to boldturquoise.com/091. But if you want to just go ahead and join Patreon so that you can get all the What Ingrid and Fiona Like episodes, you can listen to every one that we've done this year, plus get them right in your inbox every single day that we have a new one come out, plus all the other good fun stuff that we've got going on in Patreon, which is a lot, then you can go to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, and we would love to have you join us. Thanks for letting us join you through your Thanksgiving festivities, and until next time, go have a bold and gracious Thanksgiving.